We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. I hope you're having a great day. You know, you might as well laugh. You can't cry over everything. So I hope you are having a blessed day today. Jesus is on the throne. He's living in your heart. And if he's not living in your heart, don't go another hour with that reality, when you can change your life forever simply by asking him to forgive you of your sins, be the Lord of your life, and plug you in where he wants you in the body of Christ. He has a will for you and a place for you, and the happiest place, the most fulfilling place you will ever be in your entire life is right in the center of the will of God. So, I don't know what your day holds for you, but if you are available tonight from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Advanced Christian Training Schools holds a free video Bible school in our fellowship hall. Our fellowship hall gets used quite a bit these days, and we're really excited about that, but it's a free video Bible school. And if you would like more information about that, they meet once a week, Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in our fellowship hall. If you'd like more information, you could find that out by reaching Ted or Linda Emsom at 633-0432. Again, that number is 633-0432. So that's what's coming up today. We're very thankful. We've got an exciting week that is going on. Actually, we're building up towards our men's breakfast on Saturday. Do want to let you know about our vintage service tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And if you are available, like to come out and worship. It's not a large group, so if you don't like crowds, you know, you don't have too much to worry about here. Pretty much everybody can have a row of pew or a row of chairs to their own self, and but we like to get together. We like to preach the word, pray for people's needs, and worship God. We use a hymnal and sing some traditional choruses, something that you might be familiar with. So come out and join us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Our Boys and Girls Ministry is Wednesday night from 6:30 until 7:45. So even parents who put their kids to bed early for school, I know when I was growing up, 8:30 was the standard bedtime. You can still get your kids out for that and still get them home and in bed at a decent time so that they can get their full night of rest. Also, we have a ladies meeting for ladies who are looking to grow in their faith. That's a pretty focused group. But if you'd like to participate in that, you can call us at 454-4263. We can put you in touch with Stephanie Booth, our Women of Worth director. She leads that class. And you can get more information about that from her. And then, like I said, our men's breakfast will be coming up Saturday at 8 a.m. And again, all of these events are free of charge. So we are still continuing our study on the Lord's Prayer, specifically about the part where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." And for the past several broadcasts, we've been in John, the sixth chapter, which is, I believe, the greatest discourse on Jesus being the bread of life in the Word of God. And so we're going to go back there. After the broadcast for yesterday, I went home and I just felt like God wanted to speak to me. This was during the lunch hour. I went home and just felt like God had something that he wanted to say. And so I'm going to be sharing some of the things that God laid upon my heart. I was still going to continue on in John chapter 6, this just happens to tie into this. So as we get along, I'm going to share just the word. I wrote them down so that I wouldn't forget it. By the way, our Women of Worth ministry, the ladies there have started a practice called journaling, and that is as they go through their devotions, they're writing down what the things that God speaks to them, the things that are laid upon their heart. And so if you get a word from God that blesses you, write it down, because you don't want to forget it. We only remember a small fraction of the things that we hear with our ears. And so the more senses that you can get involved in applying something, the greater the likelihood that you are going to remember that. So let's go to the Word of God, John chapter 6, verse number 43. Jesus therefore answered and said to them, "Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life." And so he repeats what he said back in verse number 35. He repeats that again. Verse number 49 says, "Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever." So first things first, Jesus here is not saying that we actually physically consume his flesh and drink his blood. That is not what this passage is saying. There are some people who get off on that. It was a statement where Jesus was talking to them about the blood that he was going to shed for the forgiveness of our sins, and it was about the stripes that he was going to receive upon his back that were there for our healing. So he's telling them that he is going to be laying his life down for them. And so I just want to clear that up before any of y'all get grossed out and think that Jesus was telling us, you know, that we actually had to eat his flesh and drink his blood. That's not what he's saying there at all. So as he is talking to them, he repeats to them, and in verse number 47, before he repeats the statement, "I am the bread of life," he says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." So let's start off today with this simple question. Do you believe in Jesus? I'm not asking, do you just believe that he existed? I'm not even asking, do you believe that he is God the Son? I'm not even asking, do you believe the words that he says? What I want to ask you today is, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in his character? Do you believe in his capabilities? Do you believe in his plan for your life? Do you believe in his provision for your life? Do you believe in his wisdom for your life? Do you believe in God's plan, not just for you, but remember this prayer, give us this day. It's corporate. Do you believe in his plan for your marriage? Do you believe in Jesus' capabilities to do more than you think he can do, to go above and beyond everything that we can ask or think or imagine? Because what Jesus says is for the people who believe in him, they have everlasting life. And like I've talked about on other broadcasts, we're not just describing an existence here, but an adventure, a life, an everlasting life where it is a living by faith. It is a thrill, and it is an adventure. Verse number 48, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Now, the people had earlier, we've discussed that, so I'm just gonna let that stay. You know, when he starts saying things over and over again, and he makes mention of these principles on three different occasions at least. In verse number 38, I am the bread of life. In verse number 48, I am the living, or I am the bread of life. And in verse number 51, I am the living bread. And so he mentions this over and over again. So whenever you see God begin to mention things repeatedly, throughout the Word of God, whenever you see it repeated over and over again, you need to take note of that, because he's really wanting to drive that truth home in a manner that you and I will grasp it. And so the people had, back in verse number 31 of John chapter 6, had made this statement: our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. They were the one that brought up the connection with what had happened in the past with what Jesus had done just the day before. Now I want you to listen to what Jesus said. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. He tells them what those fathers' current condition is. If you go into the book of Hebrews, you would see that the people who were in the wilderness, they did not combine the words that they heard with faith. And so they did not go into the promised land by faith. They complained and murmured because of their lack of faith. And they died in the wilderness because of their lack of faith. And yet during all of that process, God was still in his mercy, providing day after day after day after day after day, year after year, decade after decade after decade after, for 40 years, he fed them every morning. For 40 years, their clothes did not wear out. For 40 years, he provided them water in the form of a rock. Jesus is identified in the New Testament as a rock. And that rock, like, followed them around in the wilderness. He made sure that they were provided for, even in their unbelief. One of the great realities that I believe exist is that when we get to heaven, we are one day going to come to the realization that God blessed us a lot more than what we were cognizant of, a lot more than what we knew about or paid attention to. And it will not be until he pulls back the curtain and says, this is what I did for you, that we're going to say, I never knew just how good you were to me. And the truth of the matter is that God was, he's good to those people who have yet to embrace him, because if they died in their sins, they would be separated from him for an eternity. And so we have a very merciful God. And verse number 50, he says, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. What he says here is the food source is available and you have a choice. You may eat of it or you may not eat of it. Verse number 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. I want to take you back to the Garden of Eden. Do you remember there were two special trees in the Garden of Eden? There was a whole garden, a whole array of things, and Adam and Eve were supposed to tend to the garden. They were supposed to take care of it, but they were not supposed to touch. They were not supposed to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the other tree that was there was the tree of life. The tree of life was there. And so when Adam and Eve sinned and partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, by the way, I heard somebody say one point in time that it was a good thing for Adam and Eve to partake of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because how else were they going to know the difference between good and evil? So let me just address that. They weren't supposed to. It wasn't a good thing. It was a bad thing. All of the pain, all of the suffering, all the terrorism you see in the world, all of the heartache, all of the separation, the misery, the spiritual bankruptcy, all of that sort of stuff, all of that stems from a heart of rebelling against what God said. But as a result of them eating or partaking of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God posted angels who guarded the tree of life so that they would not partake of that tree and be trapped in their sins. If you look in the book of Revelation, you are going to find that the tree of life is there. And here, Jesus, it says that if we would partake of this bread of life, the same way that they had the tree of life available to them up until they sinned, that if we would partake of that, it would have the effect upon us that there would not be any separation from us and God. What it takes place is when we take that which is available on the outside and we partake of it and make it something that is inside of us, not just outside of us, then we have communion on the highest level. It says there will not be any separation whatsoever. And so he says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So it is available to everyone. Since Jesus came and shed his blood, now access has once again been granted to us that we can partake of that eternal life that God had in mind for mankind all the way going back to the Garden of Eden. Well, as Jesus was saying these things in verse number 52, the Jewish leadership, the religious leadership of the day, they were thoroughly befuddled. They did not have a clue as to what he was talking about. So verse number 57 says, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. And so, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. Jesus made some very interesting statements. He said, the words I speak are the words that I hear my Father speak. And the things that I do are the things that I see my Father doing. And so he goes on and then he says this, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. So the first question that I have written down here, that in reflection upon yesterday's broadcast, was this: what are you feeding on? I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast, not because it's my voice or anything like that, but because we want to proclaim the Word of God. If you are listening to this program and you are not in fellowship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know today you have been granted the possibility of changing the food source that you feed on. We wonder why our society is the way that it is, and yet when you look at the video games that people partake of, when you listen to the music, the words that people listen to, when you watch the television programs and the movies that they watch, and the friends that they hang around with, remember the Word of God says bad company corrupts good character. You can tell what is going on inside of a person by who they hang out with. Who are they feeding? What kind of nutrition are they getting? You know, I've heard stories of missionaries who traveled the globe, and when they would go into places, a lot of times they would find people who would be living in the garbage dump. And what they were feeding on was what other people had discarded. It was food that, you know, you don't know what it could have been. It could have been spoiled. It could have been diseased. It could have gone bad in the refrigerator. It could have been dropped. It could have been licked by animals and all sorts of stuff. And so people just pick it up, throw it in a can, and haul it off to the dump. And yet there were people who were living in the dump, and they were feeding on other people's scraps, other people's garbage. So I want to ask you today, I'm probably not going to get all the way through verses 57 and 58 here today. We're going to have one more broadcast on John chapter 6. But I want to ask you, are you feeding yourself, not just physically, because you could eat in the finest restaurants and still be feeding spiritually and mentally and emotionally on all the wrong things? Are you feeding on the food of heaven? Are you feeding on the bread of life? Or are you feeding on the garbage that this world has to offer? Some people, you know, I mentioned music, and I can hear people saying, so are you saying we're not doing it to do this and not to do this? Look, I'm not making a list. I'm just asking a question. What are you feeding on? Some people, when you start talking about the music, they'll one of the first things they'll say is, oh, I'm not really into the words. I want you to know, I can tell you that that's not true from personal experience. You see, you can be driving down the street and somebody in a vehicle next to you playing a song that was popular decades ago, and if you listened to that, if you fed on that, without even having to struggle, you can remember the words because you fed on it. What are you feeding on today? Because what you feed on today is going to come out of you in the days to come. You know, Jesus said it's not what is on the outside, but what comes into a man, that is what corrupts him. You and I, it's out of the heart, you know, adulteries out of the heart, murders and envy and jealousy out of the heart, out of the things that we have fed on, that's what comes erupting out of our heart, and that is not good. So I want to ask you today, what are you feeding on? You know, right now there's always a lot of talk about what's healthy to eat, what's not healthy to eat, and I just believe that there are probably more people. I don't have statistics that can prove this or anything. I believe that there are more people who in America who are feeding themselves garbage emotionally. They're feeding themselves inferior quality food in their social life, and they wonder why they're sick. You know, the things that go in, they have to go someplace. You have to process it somehow. And so let's make sure that we are doing what Jesus said in verse number 57. So he who feeds on me will live because of me. If we are feeding on things that are dying and decaying, then we are going to be dying and decaying. If we are feeding on things that promote sin and immorality and self-indulgence and self lordship and all of that sort of stuff, then that's what we are going to think. Last week, I was just getting ready to eat dinner, and this person called to do a survey, and it was a long survey too, and I had to keep saying, you know, could you repeat the question? Could you repeat the question? And as I reflected on it, to the best of my knowledge, the purpose of the survey is, what kind of news source are you feeding on? What kind of news source are you feeding on? And I want you to know, I like to feed on a good news source. I like to feed on the Word of God. So whatever you are going through today, I want to encourage you, if you feel sick in your body, I've told you the testimony of the lady in our church who was absolutely bedbound, and she started feeding on the Word of God in her hospital room, just nonstop, and is now remarkably better than she was before. If you want to change your circumstances, change what you're eating, change it to the highest quality of spiritual food that you can have, feast on the Word of God. You are not limited by the size of your stomach when you feast on the Word of God. You feast on the Word of God and you realize how much God loves you, how much He cares for you. And it says in verse 57, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. If you are feeding on Jesus, if your prayer today is, God, give us today our daily bread, and we want that to be the living bread. We want that to be Jesus. We want it to be the Word of God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We want to live. He said, you are going to live because of Him, not because of yourself, but because of Him. You know, everybody's got different physical makeups, and you know, things that bother some people don't bother other people. But I want you to know, to live spiritually is not because of your heritage. It's not because of who you are personally. It's because of who you feed on. If you are feeding on Jesus Christ, if He is the bread of life to you, He says you are going to live because of Him. Father, I just want to thank you today, Lord, that you loved us enough to make sure that we had spiritual food to feed on. Lord, I pray for everybody listening today, if they're going through a difficult time, I pray that you would draw them to your Word, draw them into a Bible preaching church, God, where they can constantly feed on the living bread, Jesus Christ. We give you the glory and the praise. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
The sky is heaven.